Hello everybody, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podular cast with me, James Welsh.
And me, Robert Welsh.
We are from the internet.
Yeah, more than that actually. We are
real people as well.
Oh, yeah. We exist and have opinions.
And this podcast is for those opinions. Listen, I'm really fucking tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm more tired than you.
No.
No, I'm fine. Just tell them why you're tired and look for
the
audio.
I have a new puppy.
Oh, blessings.
Yeah. Blessings. So I'm not tired. Like, the second time round is a lot easier.
Because you know what to expect.
You know what to expect. And you know what training things work and what doesn't. And you know what they're actually going to be receptive to.
Yes.
We do this crate training and toilet training where we wake up every 2 hours throughout the night to let him wee.
Yeah.
The next week it's going to be three, and then we kind of judge it from that and see if his wet in the crate, if he's pissed in the crate or not.
He's gone for a wet.
He's gone for a wet. But he's really good. He's a special little prince.
He's so beautiful.
Yeah, he's cute. We're just trying to give Brie all the attention she usually gets as well. So she does this weird thing, not just around him, but all other dogs as well, where she's excited to be with them, but she won't play with them. She'll play with her own toys.
Yeah, like she does that when I look after them. And Winnie and Frankie are jumping all over her, trying to get her to play, and she's in a corner
with
doing her own thing.
But she's happy to be there.
Yeah, she's a beautiful baby,
too. She's a dad.
It is tiring. I forgot how tiring it is when we got Frankie. It still was a little... He's still a puppy.
Yeah.
I think you forget when you have a new puppy, but you also have one already, you kind of like... Why aren't you up to these standards yet? You forget how long it took you to get to that point where everything makes sense.
That's thing, Bree's 18 months now, and it's like she's perfect now. She's like off the lead. Yeah. She's like knows all her stuff.
Yeah.
Like our routine was perfect, and she can sleep where she wants. Mm-hmm. And then we've got another puppy, and we have to do all that again. So it'll be another 18 months.
Have you found Bree has reverted backwards in anything?
A little bit. She started barking loads when we played. Mm. So she's a little bit more... She's a little bit more vocal with her playtime. But, you know, it's all new for her as well.
It's all new. But you know what? She has a little baby. That's me taking the authentico.
Yeah. And I would do the apretico.
Yeah.
The highs and lows for those who aren't versed in music.
Yeah, like we are.
Yeah, like we are.
What was I going to say? Well, I hope everyone's fine.
Yeah, me too.
We have a subject today.
We actually have a topic today, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Yes.
But first of all,
right.
Listen, 2020 was a really difficult year.
Yes. Awful.
Awful for many people. But I think one thing that got us through it is knowing that today we would find out if there's anything you've been loving.
Yeah. I'm not counting the beginning of 2021 until I'm thinking about July.
Oh.
That will be for me next year, the next year.
So,
because I still feel like we're still leaking. 2020 is still leaking.
We're
in the recast. But I do been loving something.
Finally, because
last week. Yeah, but I was a different person last
week. Yeah.
I'm a new person
this week.
So I reviewed a brand recently. And this is how come I find things. I don't think it's up yet on my channel. I don't know. I'm so organized now that I don't know where I am.
Yeah. It's like when you tidy your room, you're like, now I don't know where anything is.
Yeah, where's that bit of paper I knew was under that jacket
on the floor? Yeah.
Yeah. So I reviewed a brand called Uma Beauty, which is...
Uma Thurman.
No.
Brand.
No. Oh, God.
Uma from
I wouldn't
Saturday's
be surprised,
brand.
Though. Can you imagine? No, yeah. It's a black-owned brand. And they had this amazing product called the Double Take Contour Stick. And when I bought it, I was like, it's just going to be one of those. It's highlighter one side, contour the other side.
Right. We've seen a million of those. Why?
The texture of this product.
Are you looking at a picture of it and not showing
it? I am, because I'm dyslexic.
Yeah.
The texture of a product is incredible, first of all. The way it blends, the colour, the contour colour is correct, in my opinion. It's how a contour colour should
be. Do contour colours come in different shades?
Yeah, they have
to. Oh, okay, right, okay. I don't know. I don't know. I thought, I don't know.
Yeah, they have to for different skin tones.
Okay.
But these ones were just so, it was just so perfect. The highlight looked like, it didn't have a colour.
Mm.
It didn't have glitter. Mm. It looked like my skin was like, oh, you've just put on a serum.
Right.
Beautiful serum.
Okay.
And a contour was just amazing. It's one of the first products, contour products, I've been impressed with for a very long time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I think I say that about everything. I'm like, it's been a long time.
Well, but at least it's like different things every
time.
By
long time, I mean a week.
Yeah. From a last PR you got. Mm. Did you buy this PR? Was this your own money?
I didn't buy the PR.
Buy PR.
No, it was my own money. My full face off are usually my own money. James, oh my God, I totally forgot.
What?
I have a question for you.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there anything you've been loving?
You know what? Week? There is.
Oh.
So we both like Glow Recipe.
Yes.
Sorry,
I had to think.
Yeah, I think that was it. Mm. Yeah. And they're kind of a brand that I keep going backwards and forwards to. Like,
yeah.
I never go off them, but something always new comes in. I'm like, oh, I'll do that again. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go back to testing Glow Recipe. I forget how they create products that like you don't know you needed, but they are kind of you do.
Yeah, but it's not as confusing as like The Ordinary.
Yeah, it's they're not unnecessary.
Yeah.
So this is their Watermelon Glow Niacinamide Dew Drops.
Oh, let me see that. Oh my God.
Mm. So this is like almost like a moisturizer primer stage. You can use a bit more than that.
No, I just want to smell it. Okay. I love the smell of it.
That you put on your face and it just gives you this nice gluey
dew. Oh my
dew.
God.
Yeah.
And it's matte. Like, it feels matte.
Yeah, but this thing is not greasy. Oh, it sits in your skin.
Jesus.
Like, I use it as a final step in a routine for like a dewy finish.
That is beautiful.
So do you know the Glossier Future Dew?
No.
So it's like...
Yes,
it's like an oil makeup
it's
hybrid.
It's quite oily though,
it's very oily.
Yeah, I love that.
That's
oh my
nice,
God.
Isn't it? It shows up every pore on your face, right? The Glossier one.
Oh.
And I really wanted to get into it, but I didn't like it. But this is everything I wanted from that.
Oh, this is
this
so
obviously
pretty.
Isn't tinted like the Future, like the Glossier one.
Mm.
And it's just like, and it's got niacinamide in it for a little bit of brightening. But to be honest with you, I don't care about the ingredients for me.
The finish is incredible.
Like, however this looks on your skin.
Oh, you could just put it on your skin and people are like, oh my God, your skin looks great.
That's what I do.
Oh my God.
I wore it in a video and people were like, because we got these 4K cameras now. And
yeah.
We look like shit. And I put it on and everyone's like, oh, your skin looks so good. And I was like, thank you. It hides a multitude of sins.
I love it so much. And it has that watermelon smell.
Yeah. And that's the thing is it's not... Like, it's got no colour in it as well. It's just, like, clear. So
yeah, it's not like a purple glow.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which you can get from, like, strobe creams or
so
whatever.
A lot of, like, K-beauty or K-beauty-inspired brands, they do that. They have that, like... It's just the lights resetting. Oh. They have that, like, glowy...
It's purple. I always say holographic and everyone has a go at me because it's not the right way to use it and it's not at all. It's almost like that... it's hard to describe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a layer, a cast of purple or red or pink sometimes.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's lovely.
That's nice, Brian.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that's that about that then.
Well, there we go then about that then. Music.
Back into it.
So today we want to talk about a very personal opinion.
Yeah, this is just our opinion.
Just our opinions. We feel like Toya Tower is about just, you know, saving the coppers and the pounds will save themselves or something.
Yeah, I don't think every country has copper coins.
No.
No. Wait, I think they do.
I thought
there was
a standard, like people have their copper.
Yeah, saving money.
Gold and silver,
yeah, no,
right?
I think you do.
Saving money. So, what we. Not saving money and being thinking more about your purchases, right? Be more intentional with your product purchases when it comes to skincare and makeup. You don't have to think about that deep, but just think to
what I definitely am not.
I won't be doing it this year, but it's our job, you know? It's different.
Yeah.
So today we just wanted to share some brands that we personally feel aren't worth the money, are a bit overpriced. And we just don't get it.
We don't get it. We also don't care. I hate the thing. No one asks for this because no one asks for anything, but shit happens, right?
Yeah.
And also, there's loads of stuff no one asked for, but I still buy it. Yeah. But yeah, it's the things that's a bit like, you know what? Maybe you have to reevaluate your brand.
Yeah.
Company.
Yeah.
Structure.
Or just you as a consumer as well. Mm. I think there's a lot of like, if anything like me, I feel like I need everything and anything, especially if a brand I love comes out with something. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I better buy that when really you don't
need it. I feel like I need everything all the time.
Yeah.
So I just choked my breath. Especially when brands, like you said, I like, are releasing something every month, every week. It's a bit like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Now I need everything. Can I just apologize for eating on camera, on microphone last week? We had a message.
We usually get away with
like,
it.
Yeah, and they're like, please don't eat. And I despise the sound of people eating. I hate it
when somebody drinks on a video.
Oh, I'm like, I hate it so much. Yeah. That's why I can't watch those. What are those videos called when people eat?
ASMR.
No.
ASMR.
Yeah, ASMR. Oh, mukbangs. Yeah. I hate it so much because I cannot stand the sound of like...
Yeah.
Like saliva now.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we did it.
Like, okay.
Yeah, we're like... double cleanse. So I apologize for that. We won't do it again. I promise. I hate it myself. So I completely understand.
So it just sometimes your Uber Eats just comes a little bit too late.
Sometimes you just have to eat dairy on the microphone.
Yeah, the only day in the week that you're recording your audio.
So that's our 2021 promise.
That's 2021 promise. We're going to keep that promise. Robert, you start. What is one brand or product that you just don't think people need to purchase?
So here, this is kind of encompassed in a lot of things. I used that term completely wrong.
I don't know what you mean at
all. No, I don't. I want to talk about MAC. Makeup, art, cosmetics. Mm-hmm. MAC cosmetics.
Yeah. okay. So makeup, art, cosmetics, cosmetics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the name.
Right.
And I think we all recently saw their latest collaboration with The Sims.
What a fucking joke.
What a waste of time.
It's an old palette. It's an old Sims packaging.
So listen, that is one of their regular 9-pan palettes, which is they're really small. They're really like, they're almost like travel size minis.
Yeah.
But
like you get your friend an affordable present, right?
Exactly. You're like, oh, or it's, you know what? It's the one where like a boyfriend comes in and like, I need to get my girlfriend something for Christmas.
Oh, so you're like this
and
palette.
You're like, this is a palette. And they're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And sell it to them. So if you're not familiar with what happened, here's the tea. No, I'm joking. MAC basically repurposed this very poor selling palette and basically put a sleeve around it instead of a normal MAC sleeve. Mm-hmm. They put a Sims sleeve
which is blue with the Sims logo.
Biggest waste of time ever.
What's the fucking point?
No fucking point. Imagine all the things you could do with a Sims
collection collaboration with MAC. Whoever the creative artist is.
Oh, I wonder, it used to be Terry Barber. I wonder if he's left. But maybe he did leave, or was he made redundant, or did he go somewhere else? Probably went to Illamasqua, everyone else's. This could have been their, like, look at this collection. People still play The Sims at every age.
Oh my God,
People love The Sims.
Yeah.
This could have been it. If there was a Sims collection, I would have fucking bought everything.
I think
every
so many
single thing.
Would
imagine
have.
A clear green gloss.
This is the thing as well. When we posted about this, a lot of people were like, well, it looks like the colours that they use in The Sims. And so, well, first of all, that's just a coincidence. But even if it was like, hang on, Roma's got something to say.
Well, but what colours are used in The Sims? Grey.
The neutrals, right?
Yeah, so neutral just what?
Exactly.
The things with that palette, they were shades and tones. Yeah. They weren't colours. Mm-hmm. There was a burgundy maybe, but there was grey, which isn't a colour.
I think that's as adventurous as it got. Yeah.
You could say, oh, yeah, but that's the grey they use.
This is the thing, like you were saying, where was the green? Where was the emerald green? Mm-hmm. The colour of the Sims logo? Mm-hmm. Where the fuck was that? Where were the purples? Where was the clever name? It's like Mortimer Black.
Black.
You know,
Goth. Mortimer Goth.
Yeah. Like where was everything? They could have been so creative with, you know, there could have been like eyeliner pencils with the Sim gem on top of them. There was just nothing here. It was lazy. It was fucking boring. And why MAC do not live up to the standard.
Let me tell
and
you.
Popularity that they used to have.
Exactly. So when I used to work for MAC, oh my God, when?
Years ago.
When was the first time I moved to, was that 2000? When were we 24?
And where are we 24? We're always a year.
We're 31 now, so work it out.
So 2003.
Yeah, so I left, I worked for MAC Pro when I was 24, mm-hmm. when I moved to Florida afterwards, because I was like, I don't like the industry.
Yeah, London's a joke.
London's a joke. It's a complete joke. And I got bored of the makeup industry and I wanted to leave. We were doing all that freelancing shit. But I left that company, and as I was leaving, I was like, you know what? Kind of good, because they don't pick up on trends fast enough. And this is when makeup started to become like really, like fucking liquid lipsticks came out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And everyone was like, liquid. And we were always saying, the staff was like, why do we not have liquid lipsticks yet? MAC do now. Lipsticks.
Yeah.
MAC do now, but they weren't around.
I swear it was like a year later. Yeah. I remember it being like the longest fucking time. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it makes me wonder, because MAC Pro have all these products that are now popular everyday products. Mm. Contouring powders, which weren't an everyday product back then, but mm-hmm. existed. Acrylic paints. Mm-hmm. Face paints. Glitters, pigments, all this stuff that weren't, that weren't like high on everyone's makeup priority list, they have.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, they never picked up on trends fast enough. Mm. And with a brand with loads of money, they used to have amazing collections. Do you remember their collections?
Their collections used to be like incredible. They had the Barbie collection.
Barbie, Disney villains. Yeah. Archie.
What was that icy one? They did one with like an ice skater, didn't they?
That was a Christmas collection. Yeah. And it was all in baubles. Mm-hmm. And they did Hello Kitty. They had all these incredible collections. And now it's like repackaged shit.
Yeah.
But in a world that's, you know, full of makeup, with something new coming out every week, sometimes from the same brands, with all these amazing ideas, how are you repackaging your own shit?
Do you know what I think? Before we started recording this, I said they're like the Nokia of the makeup world.
Yeah.
What I think it is that they were such a staple in the industry for such a long time
that
they thought they'll just continue doing what they're doing,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And they, when, you know, our dad, who used to work for Nokia, was saying that he was in a few meetings when they were discussing the iPhone, and they were like, oh, it's not going to
last
catch
long.
On. It'll never catch on. And I feel like that's how MAC feel about the influencer makeup industry, because they're such a professional brand, you know, that it was what everyday makeup artists would 100%. Use, was just MAC, right?
It was everything. So, everyone used it.
Even they're too big for their own boots. They're like, we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But saying that, I feel, this is completely like just guessing, that one of their most popular collaborations is with Patrick Starr. Recently, because I saw that everywhere. I didn't hear of MAC
for a long
time.
They didn't understand the value. This is what I don't understand. They understood the value of collaborating with celebrities, but they didn't understand the value of influencers. And to be honest, neither did I. I mentioned before I can't remember if it was a podcast or a video, that when YouTube was a thing, I remember laughing with makeup artists, like people are doing makeup on YouTube.
Yeah, like,
and we were like, you know, like it would never catch on. And you kind of like look down on them and it's like, well, that's not, you know.
Yeah.
Not realizing that it's just another way of makeup being accessible to everyone and another way of doing makeup.
Yeah.
So MAC was really slow to catch on. And like you said, didn't value or didn't experiment with new things. Whereas MAC were known in the industry, everyone used MAC. Theatres use it. We had celebrities. It was constantly everywhere.
But that's the thing, right? Because it's the quality. It's not the name, not the brand. It's the quality of their products.
Exactly.
And they can still... People nowadays would pay the price for MAC for makeup, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, why can't they just carry on with their amazing quality products, new packaging on certain things like collections, collaborations, and become a brand that everyone knows for being just generally amazing.
It used to be, I remember, saying you worked for MAC was like, oh my God, you're one of the best artists
ever.
Like, but when I was leaving there, they started to just, instead of working on their products and realizing that people were becoming more adventurous with makeup, they focused on sales.
Mm.
Like, we need to sell. So they would hire just anyone. So people were having appointments done with people who couldn't
do
makeup.
That is when everything goes to shit.
That's when everything went to shit. Mm. So MAC need to rethink, re-get in their mind. And I remember as well, we would be on training sessions and all this stuff. We'll never sell anywhere but MAC online. And MAC will never sell in Boots. We'll never sell in this. Where are they now? Boots. ASOS, you know, they're everywhere else.
Yeah.
So now they see the value that actually, you know what, if other brands are giving more effort to their customers, then they're going to go
somewhere
else.
It's just too late though, isn't it?
Too late for MAC. I'm sorry, it's too late for you.
Sorry, MAC, it's too late. And they've now become like an old people, I say old people's in quotes, because that's what I've seen. People say like, oh, they're for older Lauder people.
Company brand now.
Yeah.
And that, the way Estee Lauder do it just is, they focus on the luxury, but you know who's buying makeup more is younger people. Older people buy makeup, yes, and they want to invest a little bit more, but certain age groups are more experimental and they're in the wrong situation. Mac, you need to sort yourself out.
Yeah. Like, that's what annoyed me about, because I know nothing about makeup, right? But one thing that does, like, I find super interesting is makeup collaborations, and, like, it's exciting. And then when I saw that Sims thing, I was like, what the fuck has this got to do with
imagine
anything?
Imagine if Colourpop did The Sims.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't that be absolutely incredible?
Yeah.
But they're doing Animal Crossing, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find the price of this.
Well, Mac, you've made my back hurt from stressing for you. I cared about you.
Okay, I've got one.
Go.
So I was showing you this, right? This is the Doctor...
Well, you didn't. You kept hiding it from me.
I kept hiding
it. You kept asking me how much it was and hiding it from me. I was like, I don't know what it is.
This is the Dr. Barbara Sturm Hyaluronic Acid
Serum. I've heard that name. Why have I heard that name?
This is... serum, no bigger than my middle finger.
It's not bigger than your middle finger.
Right. Guess how much this is.
Okay, I'm going to guess something crazy. £200.
You say crazy.
Yeah.
It's £235.
Why?
No one fucking knows. No one knows why. So, allegedly, this is a brand that massively overcharges for their products. It's absolutely insane.
That's
allegedly,
tiny.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
this brand, allegedly, in my opinion, are known for slapping cease and desist on creators, on chemists who discuss this brand very openly, who say that, you know, they take a look at the ingredients and the manufacturers and where they allegedly, in my opinion, get their ingredients from, and say there is no reason why this has to be that expensive.
Yeah.
And allegedly, in my opinion, I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever for this to be that expensive.
Here's where people fuck up again. As much as people love to hate influencers and what they do, because, you know, it's easy money. Mm-hmm. They are who everyone is paying attention to, whether it's negative attention or real attention. If you're cease and desisting people... cease and assisting, everyone's going to know about it. And everyone's going to think you're petty, and everyone's going to think you're shit.
Yeah.
Like that drunk elephant, allegedly, in my opinion. Everyone's going to know about it, and everyone thinks you have a bad attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Take a look at your brand and be like, why isn't it doing well? Why are people saying shit about it when I charge £200 for it?
Yeah. And this is the problem, is this is a doctor who allegedly, in my opinion, isn't a doctor.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly. And this person, this brand owner of a certain brand that might be this one, allegedly, goes online and spews all this misinformation and tons of shit about, you know, like toxins and chemicals and like crazy stuff, and then charges £235 for a serum.
Ridiculous.
Allegedly, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm just protecting myself at all costs.
No, you have to.
And this is not just about this brand, but overall, this is a brand that's hugely popular with celebrities for no reason other than its price tag, right?
Yeah.
And the doctor title. Uh-huh. And this is a thing with, like, doctors and dermatologists releasing skincare products. I've seen it in from another doctor that these aren't products you need. These aren't products that you need to pay hundreds and hundreds of pounds for. And they put their...
Where did I put it? Oh, it's so small, you can't find it.
Yeah, it's so small, I couldn't even see it on the desk. They put their name on it. They put... their doctor title on it, and then all these like science words which are just like ingredients, and charge hundreds and hundreds for it.
Do you feel...
I just said hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
How much is 100?
100.
Can I say the title of this, the product name?
I'd rather you didn't, allegedly, in my opinion.
Okay, can I ask you a question then?
Yes.
In fact, do people of different skin tones need different serums?
No.
Let's leave that at that then.
Well, this is another topic that people are having in the more, you know, I'm the consumer side of skincare, right? But we talked last week about experts and dermatologists and doctor titles coming onto the internet and all having different opinions. And instead of making things clearer, it can get quite complicated.
Right.
So there are a select few people who say that different skin, like darker skin tones, need different skincare. But then there's all these other people, the overwhelming majority of experts who said, no, they don't.
What are experts who are people of color saying about it? Because no, that's where it matters.
So there's, oh God, I didn't want to get into this. This is a whole drama.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. So I don't understand it. Anyway, there's like one person basically saying something, and then there's a whole everyone, literally everyone else saying this is not true. It's fear mongering.
Yeah.
And it's using trying to like inclusion as a fear mongering tactic as well in order to sell this person's products, which allegedly, not in my opinion.
Can you imagine if somebody was like, this skincare is actually for people of only Mexican descent?
Yeah.
And then
I wouldn't buy it.
No, I wouldn't buy it. I might try it.
I would give it a go.
I wouldn't think it was only for, you know, Mexican skin.
But that's the thing as well. It's like, I think the skincare industry is inherently racist in the fact that when you look at studies and trials that have been done, not a lot has been done on black people or people of color.
Yeah.
So they've not been done on darker skin tones. Mm. That's not to say they weren't included in trials.
No.
But there isn't studies done specifically.
Specifically. Yeah, that's it.
On like black women, ages this, black men, these ages, or, you know,
pigmentation on darker skin tones, wrinkles on deeper skin tones.
So there are a few, but the one thing is that obviously, as we know, when we used to pick our spots, we get post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the one thing is you've got to go slower with actives. Yeah. But that's the advice for everyone.
Yeah.
Start slow, go on, kind of thing. That doesn't mean that people of color and black people can't use higher percentages eventually, or should stay clear of certain things. But that's a whole different topic that's going on at the moment.
Me or my.
But basically, you don't need to pay over £20 for a hyaluronic acid serum.
I think that's fucking stupid.
It's absolutely
fucking ridiculous. Yeah. And if you have a problem with people, listen, here's the thing. If I ever have a company and people are like, I don't think this is this, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's petty and pathetic.
That makes you know it that you're doing something
exactly
wrong.
Exactly. You look dumb as fuck, in my opinion.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
get a grip.
Doctor.
You know what I want to talk about, allegedly?
Go on, then.
I want to talk about brands like Chanel, Dior, Marc Jacobs. Actually, quite like Marc Jacobs. I want to talk about, I think their products might be quite nice. I've never used Dior or Chanel, I'll be honest, because brands like that don't attract me to their products, YSL, because their packaging looks old and crusty.
It's for a very particular demographic.
Yeah, it looks like package when you buy like really cheap makeup, and it comes with one of those applicators, which is like, you know, those blush applicators, which is just like a few hairs on a stick. It comes with those kind of things. And they still come with double-sided sponge applicators, which bothers
me. Don't.
Yeah,
and even I know that shit.
I know. And I think recently so many people tagged me in this. I think it was Dior who posted a video on their Instagram of their like head artist applying this eyeshadow with one of those applicators.
No.
Yeah. And I just feel like maybe you are going for an older audience in that case, but I feel like, again,
can I just say, this is when it comes to skincare as well.
Yeah.
So like Tom Ford launching.
Right.
Wasn't it skincare? Whoever do skincare, right? It's Sandra Martin. They're middle class, they've got a bit of more disposable income, they walk around Selfridges or
and they might buy a
beauty
cushion.
Hall. They might buy a cushion.
They don't care if their cushion costs £50.
They're gonna buy their £100 fragrance that they buy every six months and pick up a Chanel Blanche. I don't know, you know, like whatever.
Yeah,
it doesn't, like, it's like they have that saying, like within the fashion industry when I worked in, they have that saying that designer wear isn't for rich people. Luxury isn't for rich people.
No, it's for people who aspire to be
or want to look a certain way. And that's when you do meet like millionaires and billionaires, they're wearing like corduroys and a basic tee with bleach stains.
Exactly.
Down, you know? And I feel like that's what they do well, because they manage to make their packaging look nice and luxurious at a price that feels a little bit more than affordable, in my opinion, too expensive, but do mean for a certain demographic, and they get their demographic down well.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like, who did we used to know a girl who used a Chanel product, and it would last her a really long time, to be fair. And then she'd buy it like every 6 months or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I've never been attracted to high luxury. I think the only thing that I ever used to really think was like super luxury was fragrance. And when I used to use Estee Lauder companies, I would always buy like a Tom Ford one because I got it on discount, and Jo Malone because I got it on super, super discount. But you're right, like it is for people that kind of want to be a little bit richer. However, I think like makeup is a little bit more affordable than clothing.
Yeah.
Shoes and fragrance, sometimes not so much. But I've never been personally like wowed by a designer brand's makeup ever.
No, but that's the thing as well. Like, isn't it all the same shit? Like, isn't it all like...
This is what I mean. Like, sometimes it's different. Like, we did that blind test last week on our joint channel.
Very scientific.
It's so science. And it's hard to tell the difference between sometimes luxury and a drugstore, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't feel the need for it. Especially if you're going to give me a Chanel blush and it's in some crappy eBay looking packaging.
Yeah, it's probably called Dusty Rose or
something. It's Dusty Rose. Number one, Dusty Rose.
Number one, yeah. And they do skin tone ivory to Dusty Rose, and that's it.
Ivory to English petal.
Yeah. That's all they have.
It just never... I think they need to step it up a little bit, because you look at all these things like Estee Lauder. What was their Christmas collection last year? Oh, it was gash. It was like cards. Playing cards.
Why?
Yeah. And they did a set that was really expensive.
What's that got to do with Christmas?
I don't know, like cards? Like people play cards at Christmas?
Yeah.
I just think they need to change it up. And I feel like they're brands that don't... like sometimes they might launch a new mascara, but it becomes part of their normal line and everything's fine.
Yeah.
And I think now we're kind of in the point where makeup... people don't have their go-to products as much anymore. Mm. Like, people have their go-to foundation or their go-to mascara, or they used to. Mm. Now people are more willing to try stuff.
Different stuff,
you need
to
launch. Not in a way that's wasteful, like some brands do, but keep it interesting.
God, consumerism's got consumerism's out of
crazy, James.
I'm going to echo that and say the same with skincare. Mm. It's like, there's a lot of these high-end makeup brands bringing out skincare that is probably just...
just shit.
Just shit.
Just fucking shit, James.
Just shit, Robert. So, I'm actually going to talk about a surprising...
yeah.
And that's The Ordinary.
Oh,
I have to say, first of all, this is a bit of a different thing here. I don't think they're a waste of money. They're extremely affordable.
Right.
If you use it and like it, keep using it. I still like quite a few products from The Ordinary.
Yeah.
If it's only what's accessible to you, great. Amazing brand. They have some amazing products. Use what you want to use. For me, however, because of The Ordinary, inspired by The Ordinary, there are so many other brands around the same price point with nicer formulations.
Right.
So a lot of the complaints I get about, because I'm Ordinary customer service, about the products is they're tacky on the skin.
Yeah.
They peel a lot, so they don't layer very well.
I found that when I tried to use them,
especially
that
the moisturizers. Mm. Yeah. That's it, really.
Yeah.
That, and they just don't feel nice on the skin. They don't work well with other products. And I find that a lot as well. You have brands now like The Inky List.
Mm.
Other brands.
Other brands. Other such brands. As and.
Such as and. US Americans. oh, God, I can't remember now. I had a whole list. You have so many other affordable brands because everyone's doing a niacinamide serum.
Everyone's
everyone's doing hyaluronic acid. Everyone's on hyaluronic acid.
Good molecules.
Mm-hmm. A little less affordable. But, you know, you have all these other brands that are doing much nicer formulations and better, well-rounded products.
Yeah.
So I always compare The Inky List to The Ordinary because The Ordinary's niacinamide works amazingly. Niacinamide is zinc, right? Mm. Works so well, but you do have to use a very precise amount. Otherwise, it's not enough or it's too much.
Yeah,
and it's tacky on the skin. It's forever to rub in. Mm-hmm. And you can't put anything else over the top of it, right? And that's it. It's like zinc, niacinamide, and a few little things to help it penetrate the skin and, you know, preservatives, things like that.
Yeah.
The niacinamide from The Inky List is a whole well-rounded formulation of niacinamide, hyaluronic acid. It's a bit more of a overall serum.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I would have called it a brightening serum over like a niacinamide.
But one ingredient effect. Yeah.
So you're still getting the same ingredients, but in a nicer formulation.
Yeah.
For around about the same price.
Yeah.
So I feel like you don't have to. What am I saying? I feel like you can explore a bit more now, because a lot of brands are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But also I feel like these one ingredient brands and products are a little bit old now, even though they're still generally quite young. It's just like a little bit done and tired.
It's
and
that thing of it being a trend. Things come in and they become so important and then they fade out again. And it's like, oh, correct that. That's not important anymore. Focus on this now. We're very much being directed by the brands as to what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Instead of experimenting with this brand here. Exactly. You know, and that's what I've been doing with skincare. Here's my skincare journey.
No, don't listen to him, please.
AM cleanse. No. I was sent skincare from some people recently.
You can say the brand.
I forgot the name.
CeraVe.
CeraVe, thank you. Which was great. I was like, oh my god, everyone's talking about it, you included.
I don't talk about it in the best light.
You don't talk about it in the best light, but a lot of people do. So I was like, everyone's skin's different. I treat my skin differently to how you treat your skin.
You certainly do.
mine's 2020. I thought, yeah, let me try. So they asked how my skin was. They sent me some stuff. Came in a cute little bag, which I've kept for travels. When I do eventually travel. And I use this, everything else is great. I use this face wash though, a certain face wash. And oh my god, my skin hated it. I used it for about 2 weeks. My skin...
The thing is with that brand is it's been, I mean, that's a brand that I can say for me is overhyped as well. It works.
Yeah.
But it's been kind of like a lot of, you know, other dermatologists are coming out and saying this as well, that it's been overhyped as a brand that's good and okay for everyone. Like
In my view, as someone who doesn't know anything about skincare, everyone's Oh my god,
you're not even eating.
I know. Everyone's acting like it was the savior of skincare. Like, oh my god, here it is, CeraVe. And it is, it's like, don't get me wrong, I use the eye cream, which I really like. I use eye creams before makeup.
Yeah.
What else was there?
Oh, I like their eye cream. Yeah.
Moisturizer was great. Literally just their face wash. I was like, my skin doesn't like
this. What one was it? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Because I have like a salicylic acid one that I absolutely love. It's like a really good cleanser. But this is the thing, is like dermatologists would recommend brands like CeraVe because they're safe. So that's fine. Yeah, like, if you want to use a brand like that that's safer than others, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you know, dermatologists see usually the worst cases of skin that you're going to see.
Oh my god.
So they do recommend safer options. The problem is, like any other skincare brand, it's not going to be the same for everyone.
No, exactly.
But it's been like publicized as the ultimate skincare for everyone.
It has been. And I think they're lucky with how it's been spread around very quickly.
Yeah. I think it spiraled from one dermatologist recommending it on YouTube, who's probably one of the bigger dermatologists online.
Right.
And then everyone just latched was like, on. I can use it. Oh, it's great. And then everyone latched onto it.
It's very normal. It's very ordinary.
I find it very boring. Yeah. But this is the thing as well. Boring doesn't mean it's bad. No, like whenever I talk about CeraVe, you have all the CeraVe stans in the comments being like, you don't know skincare if you think CeraVe's boring. I'm like, listen, it's dull as shit. You can't deny that. Like I said last time as well, some people just use skincare as a functional thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to do the basics that I need to do, which is absolutely fine and probably recommended, you know? I like skincare to be fun. I like the experience. I like nice packaging. I like nice sensorial experiences, but I know what works and what doesn't. And people have to get over this whole thing of relating nice packaging and good marketing to bad products.
Oh.
To bad products.
Oh.
People think CeraVe's The best thing about CeraVe is it's in.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's boring, it's clinical, and they think, right, that must work.
That must mean.
That is a conscious decision from CeraVe to do their packaging like that, to give the impression of clinical which is what they
things
are.
Like Clearasil.
Yeah,
it's clinical. Mm-hmm. It's it looks doctor.
It looks doctory.
You would see it in hospitals.
Exactly.
So it must be. Well, how are people sticking up for a skincare brand?
Oh, people
now?
Do though, don't they?
What is wrong
like,
with people?
People get very personally attached, like it's their mum.
But here's the thing though, like you know, especially with skincare, you can't sit there and tell somebody that skincare hasn't worked for. This did work for you. It
yeah,
has to
you're
work
using
for you.
It wrong.
You're
then.
Using
it.
How the fuck do you know what your skin's
this
like?
This is the thing. Is literally everyone now thinks they're a dermatologist because they use
CeraVe. Oh, it's awful. And this is, skin isn't a trend. Skincare isn't a trend.
Mm, yeah,
it's exactly. not a trend. It's your face. It's a literal organ.
It's an actual organ on the outside of your body.
Did you know your skin's
the largest organ in your body?
I've got a bit of trivia for you. No. Did you know?
No.
But yeah, skincare isn't a trend. Don't be ridiculous. Stop sticking up for skincare brands like they've just released an album and someone's installed it.
Yeah, let people enjoy skincare. This is like what annoys me as well. It's like, as I said, everything's a marketing decision, right?
Yeah,
and the reason people are protecting CeraVe is because they've fallen for the marketing.
And because some of their favourite influencers talk about it. Yeah, and it's... Your favourite influencer isn't going to die because somebody doesn't like CeraVe.
Exactly, and they're boring, plasticky-smelling cream. Oh. Right, let's move on.
Let's move on. Talking about repairing and fixing my skin, I know you don't like it, but I was like, I'm going to buy some Elemis stuff.
No, listen, it's not that I don't like it. It's just I feel like... I don't know. I feel like it's when you go and get like a facial, they use Elemis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's true. They do.
It's probably a good brand.
Because Elemis sell facials along with their, but I think that was like their first thing.
Sure.
It saved my skin.
I
mean, it's getting to be saved. However, they do have one shitty eye cream that I want to talk about.
Okay, got it.
And it's a day eye cream. Let me look it up because I'm going to burp.
Okay. While you're doing that, I just want to say that eye creams, let's just want to talk about the argument for and against eye creams, right?
Yeah, do we?
Yeah, so eye creams are good. You can use them. They're absolutely fine. Are they just a glorified moisturizer in a tube? Absolutely.
Yeah.
However, not a lot of people want to go through the effort or have the time to try and discover what moisturizers work for under their eyes.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
So there's a lot of moisturizers that are far too heavy for my eye area. Yeah. You know, I could use them on my cheeks that I get quite dry, but if I put it near my eye, I get little white dots. Like, it looks shiny and greasy.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my Christ.
That's me really agreeing with
you. Yeah. And there's certain eye creams that are, whilst this, you know, it is just another form of moisturizer, it's sometimes just nice to have an eye cream that, like you're probably going to say now, you can layer over the top makeup.
Underneath.
I said that weird. You can layer up makeup. No, still not. Look, use an eye cream if you want to.
So as you were trying to say, I like to use eye cream because, like you said, it's the right amount of moisture for the eye area for when I'm putting on makeup.
Yes.
So I don't go in with a cream around my eyes because, you know what, I want my cream to add hydration around my crusty bits. But my crusty bits aren't my eyes. Well, they were recently. So I was using the Ultra Smart Pro Collagen morning eye balm, right?
And it's like a gel. Why are you shouting at me?
Because this is part of your fault.
Oh.
It's not at all. Because I bought a duo. It was evening and night. And I thought, oh, how nice. And cool. I like a routine. I like to do things. Well, I don't actually. I hate it, but now I'm trying to be better at it. And this eye cream, it went on like a gel. And I think the idea is that it tightens and mattifies.
Okay.
Crusty. It sat there like crust on my eyes.
What do you mean?
I had to, like, I was, so I put, did all my skincare routine, right? I was like walking around. I wasn't walking around my house. I was just doing house things.
Right.
And I went to go and film a video and I sat down and I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, you know what it looked like?
What?
Cornflakes all around my eyes.
No. Rice Krispies
everywhere. It just looked dry and like the eye cream has set and dried out. I was like, why is this? Why? I want eye cream because I want a bit of moisture there, not so it mattifies and dries. So that's one of
that's weird.
Was a little bit expensive. So when it comes to expensive eye creams, I've used ones that are so much better. Inculus have an eye cream, which is incredible.
The Inculus is such a good brand. I've done sponsored jobs with them, but because they're such a good brand.
Yeah, this is non-spun.
Non-spun. That's what I mean. Like, they have a relation to the Ordinary back in the day, but their formulations are just good.
It's just nice.
It just
CeraVe had a nice eye cream.
I like their eye cream. Yeah, it's a little bit heavier.
Yeah, it's a little bit more riche.
A little bit more riche, but that's very good. Yeah,
that's very good. Let me just talk about another brand quickly because that one, a brand that I think has kind of lost its time.
Yeah.
Anastasia Beverly Hills. Or Anastasia Beverly Hills.
They were big amongst YouTubers back in the day.
And they've come out with new stuff.
Right.
But I just don't... I haven't seen much of a hype, maybe because I don't follow people who hype it up. Mm. But it just looks very boring.
What is it?
I don't even know. I didn't even look into it.
Don't even look into it now.
No, I'm just not bothered.
They've lost their chance.
I'm not bothered by it at all in any way. I feel like they've also... They had such a big hype around them and everyone was like trying to get on their PR list and... I opened Instagram and I just saw a comment.
What?
Sounds like, you're too hot to be single. I'm not. I'm engaged.
Oh, is it not one of those weird, like, spam ones? It's like a woman with her top off covering her breast. And it's like, I love you, single boy.
Sylvie's hot ladies.
Yeah. That's the thing when I think a brand gets too comfortable with what they're doing. And, like, they've seen some success. It's like Morphe, I feel like, might go down the same route where there's going to be a bigger, better brand one day. And if
Too Faced almost done.
They kept doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
If I didn't watch Nikki tutorials, I wouldn't know who the fuck Too Faced were.
Yeah.
I'm not in the makeup realm anyway, but, you know. But that's the thing with brands, they just need to keep up with the times and don't be so stubborn.
That's why I know brands say, people say like brands release a lot of stuff, but I can't imagine the amount of competition now.
Oh, it's absolutely everything. Insane.
Everyone is doing something every single day.
Yeah.
But you must have to keep up because you get lost.
Yeah.
And you don't pick up on a trend that changes every week.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. One more. Tatcha.
Oh, right.
I enjoy their products.
Yeah.
But they're nothing great. Like, I like this moisturizer here. This is the Dewy Skin Cream. It's a nice moisturizer that makes your skin dewy and cream.
I liked one of their moisturizers.
It's good, but it's nothing better than a more affordable moisturizer. So they're super expensive. Their serums are super expensive.
Their cleansers are crazy expensive.
Yeah. For what I consider no particular reason.
Right.
Yes, they are nice products, but they could be half the price.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? And this is a brand that I feel like a lot of people think, oh, I need to try that. It's like, you're not really missing out.
It's one of those brands where people are like, oh, I need to improve my skin, really get to my skin.
I'm going to spend money.
Yeah. I'm going to have a routine.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the whole routine.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Cleanse my moisturizer.
Yeah.
And they go for something like that, and I'll get a mask.
Yeah.
And they go for something like that because it's that. They're like expensive.
Yeah.
Means investing in my skin.
You know, it's a brand that influencers use as well. Like the Dr. Barbara Stern is one of the brands, like the £235 serum that a lot of celebrities and influencers use.
Yeah.
Because they have a bigger disposable income.
Yeah.
They can justify buying it. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's nice, but it's no nicer than my £20 moisturizer I got over there. Yeah. Or do you know what I mean? Like their serum, that's what, like 80 quid or something?
Yeah, but I feel like that's a serum price.
No, it's not a serum.
No. Oh, okay.
The Ordinary do some of the best serums.
Yeah.
Well, very good effective serums.
Yeah.
Sure, they're a little bit tacky. The inkiness.
Sure, they roll off the skin.
Sure, they fall off when you put them on. But other brands do serums around $40 is probably the maximum I would pay.
I would push it to 50.
Right, but you don't even fucking use skincare.
I started using a serum.
Oh!
It's vitamin C.
Okay.
And I think retinol. Is that a thing?
From who? Oh god, are you using this every day? You're using it every day?
It says use AM and PM.
Who is it? Vitamin C and retinol?
No, maybe
it says use every day.
Maybe it's not that at all.
You can't use retinol every day. You shouldn't be
using... I'll send you a picture. Maybe it's not retinol. Maybe I made that up.
I hope you made it up.
Maybe that's why my skin's like got a whole new layer.
Maybe that's why it's just muscle. Exposed muscle and bone. Well, you look different. But that's the thing. It's like, I've seen a lot of hype growing. They're hugely popular anyway, but with the announcement of their new serum, I've seen a lot of people being like, I must get into this brand.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're really not missing out.
There's not going to be some miracle skin difference.
No.
Because you spent more money on your skincare.
If you can afford to pay £100 for a moisturizer,
do it.
If it's within reach.
But then you'll notice that there's not much difference. Although I do have to say my Elemis stuff has made a difference to my, but that's, maybe it's just the brand and my skin. You know, it's different. But you know what is worth investing in? Maybe skin treatments.
Serums and ampoules and yeah, like acids and all your actives are usually, I think the thing you should invest in is your treatment serum stage. But then you still, by invest, I mean buy a couple that you could use on alternate nights.
And then you can do something like just put olive oil right on top.
Are you fucking, honestly, get the fuck
keep
out.
Keep all that moisture in, lock it in, oils,
crusty the under eyes.
Oils are a layer of hydration.
Oil, sugar, rub it in, leave it overnight.
Your crusty eye cream.
But you know, they're some of the brands that I just think, whoa, hold on, whoa.
Hold on, but don't hold on. Whoa,
a minute.
Whoa, for a minute. Yeah, let us know what you think of. You know what? No, don't. We're right.
No.
Let us know what you think of certain brands. Lab them, don't lab them.
Don't lab them.
Do you lab them?
Let us know.
It'll be interesting to see what the kind of brands that you feel have maybe fallen off of the, what's the word?
Bandwagon.
Hype
train.
Hype train.
To hype town.
To hype land.
Oh,
we have to go. Well, thank you. Oh, you're doing this. It's you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
For joining us today. You know what? You can follow us on Instagram. What is it? At the Double Cleanse Podcast.
Yes.
And that's it. That's all we are.
We also have a joint YouTube channel. Yes,
the Welsh Twins.
Yes, which is there.
You can find that on the internet.
Yeah.
I've been James from the internet.
And I've been Robert from the internet. It's a crazy world.
It's crazy world. See you next week.
Thanks.
Bye. We'll be right back.